Welcome back to the press box on Kentucky Oaks Friday. 151 for the Oaks. And my good friend, as always, Dave Buzzy Baker, who I like to refer to humbly as the Hall of Famer that he is.
Gener, great being with you and the folks again today. The press box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe, Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. As you mentioned, let's go ahead and get right to it. Kentucky Oaks 151.
Buzz, man, they're going to go a mile on an eighth here today at the old big oval in Lewistown. And we've got a big favorite here in the Oaks, and I think a prohibitive favorite, and one that I think you got to give a lot of credit to and a lot of respect to. Good Cheer is a perfect 6-for-6 going into the mega race. And, you know, truly, Buzz Man, she's never been challenged at the wire. She's never won by less than 2.5 lengths. In 3 tries over Churchill Downs dirt surface, she has obviously 3 wins. And she'll stalk this pace just like, I think, the great Monomoy girl who Brad Cox trained several years ago, and how she turned in to be such a great champion. This gal can run too, and owned by Godolphin Stables, who can have a huge weekend this weekend with a big horse in on the big race on Saturday as well.
Okay, so what is it besides the record? Besides the fact she is conditioned by your guy, Brad Cox, what is it that you like about this filly?
Well, I think she can carve her own race out. I mean, there's plenty and a ton of speed in this race. So, I mean, you've got Bob Baffert's horse coming in with speed. You've got other speed horses in here. The horse that won the Ashland, Grade 1 Ashland over at Keeneland, La Cara. There is a ton of speed that should set up early on. And Good Cheer doesn't have to be out there banging her head with those guys or those gals. And, you know, she can carve out really her own race. And she can lay over, wait her turn, and then come with a run that is really a dynamite run that's not just a single burst of speed and then
right,
flattened out. She can sustain her run better than any horse, I think, in the field today, Buzzman. And, you know, that's what I think makes her so tough and makes her so difficult to beat. And every horse can have a bad day, and every horse has to run their race. And this is, I think, a very solid field. But Good Cheer, to me, just stands out. When you come into this race 6-for-6, I mean, people don't understand how tough it is, Buzzy, to win one race. I mean, it's
okay,
tough to win a race. In
right,
Kentucky these days, it's daggone tough to win a race. You got the best racing in the world going on in Kentucky.
Yep.
And this horse is 6-for-6. And I mean, that's tough sledding. And never to be even closer than anyone's gotten to her 2.5 lengths at the wire. Her average win is about 5 lengths.
Right.
So, I mean, people got to give this filly some credit.
And do you think they have not done that?
Well, I think that always people look to beat a horse, you know?
Yes. And you're
you know,
no exception to that.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that there, you know, that I'm different than a lot of public handicappers. We had a big thing at the LTS the other night, and everybody goes, well, if I was a public handicapper, I would go with a long shot to win because then it would make me look good. What makes you look good is picking winners.
That's
and I don't – when I handicap, whether I'm talking to you or I'm talking to some person that I've never met in my life, I'm not going to vary from the numbers that I come up with on the sheet. And so, you know, I think people are always looking for, well, who's the long shot? Well, who's going to, you know, be able to upset the prohibitive favorite? People like to beat the people that are on top. And,
right.
You know, it's the people that are on top or the horses that are on top that have taken on all comers and have turned them back. And I mean, you got to give credit to those horses. And you know, I mean, this is a horse in the making. I mean, last year, Torpedo Anna won and went on to be Horse of the Year. And I'm not saying today, right now, that Goodcheer is as good as Torpedo Anna is racing today as well, Buzz. But Goodcheer is got a good chance to be a really, really good horse.
Okay, so that we know what you're going to do on top, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How else are you going to play this one?
Well, I'm going to go with some long shots underneath. My second choice is going to be Take Charge, M'Lady. She ran very well in the Grade 1 Ashland.
I think that's where you might go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I really do. I think her run was truly the most impressive against the speedster on a speed-favoring track. She has a final kick that allows her to be, I think, successful in the lane today. If Goodcheer turns out to be, you know, just a really, really good filly and not a great filly, then I think Take Charge, M'Lady has a chance to really kind of come on at the end and be a factor. This horse is 13-1 in the morning line, trained by Kenny McPeak, ridden by Brian J. Hernandez Jr., who won both the Oaks and Derby a year ago. And excuse me, Buzz, but I think this horse is going to improve off the Ashland. And then there's a horse in here as well that is trained by my good friend, really good friend, Tom Amos, who is 42-1 right now. I'm looking at the odds right now. Quick Kick to be ridden by Umberto Rispoli.
Yeah.
Quick Kick.
Who has a big mount tomorrow.
Huge. Journalism is his mount in the Derby. But she's coming off three straight showings that has rendered just one third. But this gal is very talented and the best closer in the race, best true deep closer. If you remember, Tom Amos won the Oaks several years ago with Serengeti Empress, who was a much different horse. She had to go to the lead and go to the lead by 15 to hold on. You know, she was just a brilliant speed horse. But she had run last in the Fairgrounds Oaks coming in. She had bled in the Fairgrounds Oaks, so they got her ready, got her fixed, got her to win the Kentucky Oaks. This was a different type of filly, but I think has a legitimate shot to hit the board. And like I said, I just looked at the odds right now early on Friday, 42-1. So
wow.
Quick Kick is going to get a little play from me. And then probably the horse that I'll throw in as well is Ballerina D'Oro. She's a beautiful gray. She's coming off a win. She'll need some help to get there by the end, but she may pick up some pieces late in the race. And so I'm going to go with Goodcheer on top and then Wheeler on top and bottom with Take Charge, M'Lady, Quick Kick, Ballerina D'Oro, and probably throw La Cara in there as well.
All right. And, of course, you can get all of Gene's picks for the Oaks Day card and all of his Derby Day picks tomorrow as well. You can get that at PressBoxLTS.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, count on you. I think this is going to be a huge weekend for you. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my good friend. And before we leave this show today, who is your pick in the Kentucky Oaks?
I was gonna go with the 10, the Take Charge, M'Lady as well, and it sounds like what happens if the Baffert horse gets out there and really just tries to set a number early on?
And she's going to go to the front. There's no doubt.
Yes, Tenma, no question.
The number 9 Tenma, and she's by Nyquist, who won the Derby, and.
Yeah.
You know, but she is definitely going to be pressing that pace at the top of the stretch.
All right, brother. We appreciate it. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Love you, man.
See you. Love you, brother. Take care.
All right. See you,
bye.
Man. Bye.